Back to Saturday with the Beatles. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Kick back and relax. We have another great hour in store of some of your favorite Beatles music. Starting off the first set here on this Saturday morning with a couple tracks from A Hard Day's Night in mono.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands.
If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please don't hurt my pride like her. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if I knew love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will I fell in love with you. Somebody to love, just look into my eyes. I'll be there to make you feel right. If you're feeling sorry and sad, I'd really sympathize. Don't you be sad, just call me tonight. The sun has faded away, I'll try to make it shine. There is nothing I won't do. When you need a shoulder to cry on, I hope it will be mine. Call me tonight and I'll come to you.
Shadow of a doubt at this early stage, 1964, that John Winston Lennon was the undisputed head of the Beatles. Everything we've heard here has been from him. He was the primary writer. I mean, he was the leader of the band back then, 64, 1965 into 1966, and I would say that that changed in 1967 with Paul's idea of the make-believe band named Sgt. Pepper's. And from there on out, from there to the Magical Mystery Tour, White Album, we'll just throw that out the window. And so really from 1967 on, things switched and they went to Paul McCartney, I would say, as the primary songwriter. John, since he met Yoko, really changed everything. But way back here in the time now, 1964, 1963, in February 11th, 1963, when Please Please Me was written, and then November 22nd, 1963, the day that JFK was assassinated, is the day the Beatles' second album with the Beatles was released. Now here's the third album, which is A Hard Day's Night. Let's finally sneak in a Paul McCartney song from A Hard Day's Night.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, love her too, I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky.
Why should it be so much to ask of you what you're doing to me? What you're doing to me? What you're doing to me?
Oh, I fooled you there at the end. That's not From A Hard Day's Night. Just slipped one in, and that's where we're going in this next set here. So stick with us. That was you hearing George Harrison there on his famous Rickenbacker 360 12 string. The song is What You're Doing, the album Beatles for Sale in Stereo. Now don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this really quick break. We hear some more tracks from the Beatles for Sale, the Beatles' fourth album, Fairly Rushed, in order to be released in time for Christmas, 1964, is the Beatles for Sale. You're listening to 1510 AM, WWBC, as well as 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM. Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Blackfin Web Design. Available at 321-536-6176 and on the web at www.blackfinweb.com. Are you looking for a new website for your business? Blackfin Web Design creates powerful small business websites. Mobile internet usage now far exceeds the traditional desktop usage, yet almost 90% of businesses have traditional desktop websites, making it difficult for customers to find their services. With over 18 years experience, Blackfin Web Design is there to help accommodate your business needs. That's Blackfin Web Design, corporate sponsors of WMIE Radio, available at blackfinweb.com, 321-536-6176.
This happened once before, when I came to your door, no reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light, I saw the light. I know that you saw me, as I looked up to see your face. I tried to telephone, they said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been. I saw you walking your door. I nearly died, I nearly died, 'cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place. If I were you, I'd realize that I love you more than any other guy. And I'll forgive the lies that I heard before when you gave me no reply. Tried to telephone, you said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been, and I saw you walking your door. I nearly died, I nearly died, 'cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place. No reply, no reply. I'm a loser, I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser,
and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry?
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
What have I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
And again, I welcome you back to Saturday with the Beatles. Two more songs to prove my point. Those are the first two opening songs on the Beatles For Sale, both John Lennon songs. Most of the songs on this album are John Lennon songs, or there are cover songs. There's two Carl Perkins songs, which we're going to get to here in a couple in a few moments here. First, we started with one of the very first John Lennon songs that wasn't a love song, and that was No Reply. And then we heard I'm a Loser. We have, the Carl Perkins song, Everyone's Trying to Be My Baby, and that's George Harrison sings that. And then Ringo singing one of my all-time favorites, the Carl Perkins classic song, Honey Don't. We're going to slip those in. In the meantime, you're listening to Saturday with the Beatles. This is your host, Paul Esposito. We're heard every Saturday morning right here on this radio station from 8 to 10 a.m. You can hear us around the world at 1510wwbc.com. You can go back in and listen to this program anytime you like by going to the on-demand section on our website. Again, 1510wwbc.com. Click on the link that says on demand and go to Saturday. Click on Saturday with the Beatles and you'll see the last, ever since we've been recording these on demand, the last 6 months worth of broadcasts are here. You can download them, you can play them, listen to the Beatles anytime that you'd like. So, okay, let's get back into some more music. Let's hear them back to back now, the two Carl Perkins songs on the Beatles For Sale album.
Well, he took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Woke up last night, 4:30, 50 women knocking on my door.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Last night I didn't say late, for the home had a 19 day.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Mm-hmm.
last night. I didn't stay late, for home had a 19 date. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. When they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they call it hay.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
How you feel? Tell the truth, how is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. George, one time for me. Don't look right. You've been out painting the town. Baby, been stepping around. Well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George Ringo one time.
Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill, hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill. Was it your kill? Bungalow Bill.
She's not a girl who misses much. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
That I left uptown. I need a fix, cause I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun, mama. When I hold you in my arms and I feel my finger on your trigger, I know nobody can do me no harm, because it's a warm gun. Is warm, yes it is. Gone. But don't you know that happiness is a warm gone, mama?
Recorded in an unbelievable 70 takes. That's 7-0. Happiness is a warm gun. Recorded on the 25th and 26th of September, 1968. The Beatles and the White Album. But don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with some more great music right after this quick break. You're listening to 1510 AM WWBC, as well as 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM.
Looking to buy or sell your next home here in Brevard? Whalen Dupp is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your next home purchased or sold. Whalen Dupp with Pastor Mac Real Estate can be reached directly at 321-536-5973. Buying and selling opportunities are better than ever. For more information, Whalen Dupp can be reached by calling or texting 321-536-5973. That's 321-536-5973.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? No, I get by with a little help from my friend.
One of the greatest albums probably of all time, right? One of the greatest rock and roll albums, released on the 1st of June in the Summer of Love, 1967. Now you're hearing the tracks here on, without a shadow of a doubt, the jewel of the box of the mono, the Beatles and mono box set. Far and away, it's not even up for discussion. The best of the entire box set is this Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Those first two songs here sound incredible in mono. I'm also, we're going to play She's Leaving Home. I'll get to that in a couple minutes. This version's much faster, entirely different version than what's on the stereo. So let's hear a couple tracks now from this Sgt. Pepper's, but we're going to hear them in mono.
Tell you many years from now. Will you still be sending me a valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear.
We shall scream and say
appointment she made, meeting a man
betrayed. Gee, what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
Fun
is the one thing that money can't buy.
Something inside that was always denied for so many years. She's leaving home.
Bye bye.
And that's about going to do it for us here today. We're going to go out with one more song. Interesting, when you look behind the song When I'm 64, Paul wrote that on his father's piano when he was 16 years old, When I'm 64. Okay, let's see. We're going to move on here. Now, again, let's hear A Day in the Life. This program is on every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. 100.7 FM down in south end of Brevard County, 94.7 FM here, central Brevard County, Hococo, Rockledge, Merritt Island, and 1510 AM up and down the coast of Florida from Daytona all the way to West Palm Beach, all the way to Freeport, Bahamas, Grand Bahama Island. You can pick us up right there on your radio dial on 1510. Everywhere else in the world, you can pick us up on 1510wwbc.com. The app is a free download, whether or not you're on an Android or an Apple. Just search for a WWBC in the App Store. Download the app. Listen anytime. Go to our website. Listen to this program again on demand. Okay, this is Paul Esposito signing off for this hour. Let's now hear the John Lennon classic, A Day in the Life.
I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the house. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read the dream.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Listening to Breakpoint this week, where we're talking about the top stories of the week from a Christian worldview. Today, we're excited to share with you the audio from our most recent Breakpoint forum. This was an in-depth discussion about critical theory with two of the brightest minds on this subject right now, Neil Shenby and Pat Sawyer, who have a new book out called Critical Dilemma. We're excited to be able to share this with you. Stick around. Welcome to Breakpoint this week. From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm Maria Baer. This week, we are going to share the audio with you from our most recent Breakpoint Forum.